Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie Cross, branding, money breakthroughs and business coach, helping entrepreneurs just like you in getting noticed, hired and paid what you're worth. My tip today is all about pitching a proposal to a prospect. So it's really when you're having a conversation with someone who is connected with you, who wants to know a little bit more about your services. Now, just because they've contacted you or you've got in contact with them, what's really important is that you listen more than what you speak, and that you have some really great questions to ask the prospect, and that you sit back and listen to find out what their needs really are. And quite often in a situation where we are explaining a little bit more about our products and services, we do the opposite. We tend to talk a lot more, explain a lot about our products or services, what's included in the package, how it operates, all those sorts of things, yada, 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 on it goes. But you know what? Your prospect really doesn't care. And I know that might sound a little bit harsh, but it's important. It's reality. They have an issue, a challenge, or a goal that they want to achieve. And so what you want to do is to make sure that you find out exactly what that goal, what that challenge, what that issue is, so that you can show them that your product or your service can help them achieve that goal. And by listening, finding out where their pain points are and where you can really help them, and then when you talk about your problems and your packages as a solution and how you can help them overcome that, you're more likely then to really build rapport and generate interest in what it is that you're doing, because they can see, your prospect can understand, that you certainly have the ability to help them overcome that challenge, overcome that issue, or achieve their goals. So the next time you're going to have a conversation with a prospect, remember, have some great questions to ask so that you can find out more about what's going on in their business or in their lives, and then sit back and listen to them. Find out exactly what it is that they're looking for, so that you can then really show that you're the solution to their issue, to their problem, or to their goal achievement. So that's my tip. If it was helpful, like it, share it, send it on to one of your colleagues if you think that they could benefit from that. But remember, it's so very, very important, and you'll find that you'll have a lot more yeses, I want to invest in you, when you do that. Anyway, till next time, have an inspired week. This is Anne-Marie.